Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today, we want to talk about God's presence. God with us. This idea that we don't need to be afraid because God is there. That God is with us, and we aren't alone. We are not by ourselves, but the Almighty Creator is here with us. Now, I think one of the best verses to think about this idea is from the book of Joshua. I think this is a familiar verse. It's when Joshua is about to take over from Moses' position. And as you can imagine, that would have been intimidating. The idea of trying to fill Moses' shoes and do what Moses did, especially when God said that he had a relationship with Moses that he didn't have with anybody else. Moses knew God face to face. And so you can imagine then, Joshua would have been maybe even terrified of this idea of trying to lead the people as Moses did. And so God says to Joshua, in Joshua 1, verse 5, Joshua 1, verse 5, he says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them." And so what God was telling Joshua was that Joshua didn't need to be afraid. He should be strong. He should take courage, because it wasn't really Moses' skill, Moses' own power. It wasn't any of those things that made Moses successful as a leader for the people. But instead it was the fact that God had a purpose, and God used Moses to accomplish that purpose. And so God was explaining to Joshua that the same thing would happen with him. That Joshua would now be the one by which God would accomplish that purpose with his people. Now, this, I think, is an encouraging verse. This idea that God says to Joshua, "I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous." And yet at the same time, I think it's one of those verses that, you know, we can read it and think, wow, that's encouraging. And then maybe on thinking about it more, we think, well, wait a minute. That was God speaking these things to Joshua. Of course God would say that to Joshua. Joshua was chosen by God to fulfill this role. He had a huge part in God's plan that he had to play. And so, of course, God would say to Joshua, "I'm going to be with you. I'm going to make this plan happen. You don't need to worry." He's not going to say that to me. You know, it's not like God has chosen us to be the leader at the front of the people to lead everyone into the promised land. Joshua was in a very unique position. And so I think sometimes we think about this verse and we think, yeah, that's right, you know, God is with me. And then we think about it some more and we think, well, maybe. But this verse, I mean, this verse isn't really about me. This verse is about a really specific situation. And, you know, I'm not really connected to that situation. And yet, notice this. Do you know that this verse, this set of verses here in Joshua, this set of verses appear to have inspired another individual? Because in 2 Chronicles 32, we have the words of Hezekiah. This is the time in which Hezekiah was preparing his people for the invasion of the Assyrians. And he stands up in front of them, and he gives a speech to encourage them. Listen to what he says. This is 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed before the king of Assyria and all the horde that is with him, for there are more with us than with him." Now, there's two things I want you to notice in that verse. You maybe noticed some familiar words, that Hezekiah here quotes God's words to Joshua, "Be strong and courageous." So that's interesting, right? Hezekiah didn't just say, "Oh, well, these words are about Joshua, and that's that." But Hezekiah hears the words that were spoken to Joshua, and he says, "Aha! Those words apply to more than just Joshua. They apply to me." And yet the second thing I want us to consider in this verse is, did you notice that Hezekiah actually applied it to more than just him? So he says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed before the king of Assyria and all the horde that is with him, for there are more with us than with him." With us. And so Hezekiah says, this verse that's about Joshua, with God saying that he will be with Joshua, is actually about all of us. And so he says, all of us have God with us. So do you see what Hezekiah did? Hezekiah took this verse that somebody could read and just say, "Oh, well, you know, this is very specific. It's just about Joshua." And Hezekiah actually said, "Well, no, wait a minute. The whole point of God being with Joshua was because God loved his people. God loved his people, and he was going to care for them and fulfill the promise that he had promised to them." And so Hezekiah said, "So therefore, this same promise applies to us. We can be strong and courageous. We can take these words about Joshua and see them as about us today." Now you could say, okay, well, that's great, because Joshua, Hezekiah, you know, that was a long time ago. That was a time when things were different. It was a time before the Lord Jesus came. You know, a whole different dispensation. This was under the law. So, yes, you know, God made that promise to them. He was going to bring his people into the land. He was going to keep them into the land. And that's over now. You could say that. But that's not right. Because when you come to the book of Hebrews, listen to this. In Hebrews chapter 13, the apostle writes, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Hebrews 13 verse 5, he says, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.'" Now, wait a minute. That's a quote from Joshua. And do you notice what the writer to the Hebrews does here? Is he takes a whole different slant on this. He doesn't take it to be about how God's going to lead Joshua into the land, how God's going to fulfill that purpose through Joshua. He doesn't take it to be about protection like Hezekiah does. Instead, the writer to the Hebrews says, this is about us today in a totally different dispensation in which our big enemy is not necessarily physical, but spiritual. And so he says, here's the enemy. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. And the reason? Because God is with you. And so what we see is that in this promise that God made to Joshua is a statement that lasts and transcends situations. It's a statement that you can't just say, "Oh, well, that applied back then at that time to that person." No. This is a statement about God and his people. It's a statement that can remind us to be courageous when we feel afraid. It's a statement that can remind us that there's more with us than with them when we feel overwhelmed. And it's a statement that can help us to be content when we recognize that what greater thing could we have than the God of this universe with us? We are not alone. We don't have to accomplish this by ourselves. We don't have to be lonely. And instead, we can be courageous. We can be grateful, knowing that we've already been given one of the greatest gifts. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.